just went all over me because I come from a broken home, and it's hard. It's hard when you don't know your dad. And I didn't even know who my dad was till I was 12 years old. But in between the time that I was born and the time I met my dad, God came on the scene. Sean. And he said, I got a place for you. No, your earthly dad may not be around. He said, I'm going to give you a home. He said, you're going to be my child. Thank God that I had a heavenly father that said, I'm going to take you into my house. And I'm going to make you one of my children. When I met my dad, he wasn't right with God. I didn't know who he was. Didn't have no idea he lived like he did. I knew something must have been wrong or he wouldn't have divorced mama. But he did. He left my mama with three little children. But I've tried my best, Troy, not to hold that against my dad from the very first time I met him. And I loved him because I was thankful I had an earthly dad. But I never did get to tell him until I was 30 years old about my heavenly father because he wasn't right with God. But one day I told him in his living room, I said, Dad, I've been saved. I said, you didn't know it. You wasn't around. I said, but God saved my soul as a 9-year-old boy at Cochran Ridge Baptist Church. And he began to rejoice, Tracy. And he said, I didn't know. Well, he wasn't there, but there was somebody else there for me. I want to tell you this morning, I don't know about your mom and dads, and I don't know how they live or where they're at, but you've got a heavenly Father that cares about you. And he won't forsake you. The Bible said that your mother and father may forsake you, but the Lord said, I'll never forsake you and I'll never leave you. Thank God for my heavenly Father. I'm here to honor him this morning. I'm glad my son's here. Son, I love you with all my heart, but I'm here to praise him this morning. And he loved me enough to send his only son to die for my sins. Amen. Thank God. Well, I feel good this morning in my soul. I'm glad. I appreciate what Vicky's brother told me yesterday. We was over there for Steve's retirement party, and he came up and called me out in the yard. He said, I want to tell you something, Brother Randy. He said, I'm glad I've got a brother-in-law like you. I'm glad I got a preacher that lives what he preaches. I said, Tim, I appreciate that, amen. Everybody around me doing things they shouldn't do, and Vicky knows it, but there was one there that told my heart. He said, you don't do what they do, because one day you might have to stand before them and tell them that you've got a God that cares, amen. If you live right, people will notice it, amen. And if you don't, they'll notice it too. Luke chapter 15. Tony, y'all get ready with a song. Come on, Charlene, come on. Just come on. I'm going to read this and I'm going to preach three things and it's going to be real quick. Luke chapter 15. Come on, Sister Alicia. Come on, Tony. Come on, Charlene. Luke chapter 15, verse number 11. Stand for you if you can for the reading of God's word. And he said, a certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that followeth to me. And he divided to them his living. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey to a far country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that land, and he began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country. And he sent him into the fields to feed swine. And he would have fain have filled his belly with the husks that the swine did eat. And no man gave unto him. And when he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my father's house have bread enough to spare? And I perish with hunger. He said, I will arise and go to my father and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee and am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants. You may be seated. I want to pray and we'll give the invitation. Heavenly Father, we bow before you this morning knowing there's people in our midst, Lord, that's not right with God. There may be somebody here that's lost this morning. I don't know, Lord. I can't look at the heart, but I pray, God, if they went out into the hog pens of this world and they're wasting their living that the fathers and the mothers have worked so hard, I pray, God, you'll deal with their heart. They'll come with a broken heart and a contrite spirit. If there's anybody here this morning who's discouraged, I pray they'll come to their Father's house this morning. They'll bow at this altar of penance, Lord. And all you do, we'll thank you and we'll praise you because we love you in Jesus' name. Now, I want to tell you this morning, there's three things about the Father that God touched my heart this morning. First of all, my God's got a big hand, amen. He's able to reach down and pluck you out. He's able to get you out of sin. Well, you say, Brother Randy, what are you talking about? The Bible said in the book of Isaiah, his hand's not too short, glory to God, to lift you, amen. We got a God that can lift you this morning. His hands are nail scarred because of what he had to pay on the cross. But there's something else about his hands. The Bible said in one place, we're engraved in the palm of his hands. Another place said, he holds us in the palm of his hands. I'm glad, glory to God, I know who's holding me this morning. Secondly, my God's got a big heart, Brother Sean. He don't stop loving his children, even though they don't live right. He's got a big heart. Ain't nobody got a heart like God. His heart will melt you. It'll make you want to cry. It'll make you want to shout. But if you get out in sin, it's hard to plead with you to come back. Amen. And thirdly, my God, he's got a big house. Oh, thank God. There's room for you this morning. He said in John 14, he said, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it was not so, I would have told you. He wants you to come into his house. Stand your feet. I'm done preaching this morning. If you're here this morning, you say, preacher, I need to talk to the Lord. I need to come and talk to my Father, my Heavenly Father. Why don't you come sing when you're ready? That's what God told me to preach this morning. Come on, stand out here with me, Brother Jeff. You need to come. Why don't you come?